2005年度第3回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では、第1部のテストから始めます。これは、対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題は、ナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では、始めます。
Driver, can you take me to the Bradley Art Museum, please?
The Bradley Art Museum? Where's that?
I'm surprised you haven't heard of it. It's on the corner of Brook Street and Madison Avenue.
Oh, okay. I know where that is. Sorry, I've only been living in this city for a couple of weeks.
Question. What do we learn about the taxi driver?Number two.
Did Mr. Davidson give us any math homework for tomorrow?
No, he didn't. Don't forget about the science project, though.
But that's not due until next week.
I know, but it'll take a while to do, so you should start working on it soon. Question. What does the girl remind the boy to do?Number three.Hello?
May I speak to Charlotte Green, please?
I'm sorry. She's out of the office right now. Would you like to leave her a message?
Yes. I found her wallet on my way to work this morning. She left it on the bus. My name is Gary Chapman, and my work number is 555-6723.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Chapman. Charlotte was really worried about it. Question.What do we learn about Gary Chapman? Number four.
Have you ever been on a jet ski, Joanne?
Oh, those things are dangerous. The only time I rode on one, I got in an accident.
I'm sorry to hear that. Were you hurt?
No, I was lucky. My jet ski hit a rock, and I fell into the water.But I wasn't hurt at all. Question. Why does Joanne dislike jet skis? Number five. Jason, do you mind if I stay over after your party tonight? I'd rather not walk home in the dark.
Sorry, Alyssa. My grandmother is coming to visit tomorrow morning, so it's not the best time to have you stay over.
Oh, okay. I'll ask someone to take me home then.
Well, I can walk you home after the party.
Question. Why can't Alyssa stay over at Jason's house tonight? Number six.
I'm sorry, but you can't leave your car here, ma'am.
But, officer, there are lots of other cars parked here.
They all have residential parking permits. These parking spaces are only for people who live on this street.
Oh, okay. I'll try somewhere else. Question. What will the woman probably do now? Number seven.
Wow! Is that a real diamond, Elizabeth?
Yeah. My grandfather gave me this ring.It used to belong to my grandmother.
It's beautiful. You'd better be careful not to lose it.
I will. I'd be so upset if I did. Question. What does Elizabeth say about the ring? Number eight. Hi, Tom. I haven't seen you in ages. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Sally. Actually, I have some exciting news. My wife just had a baby. We named her Rose after my mother.
Congratulations. I'd love to come over and see her sometime.
Sure. Come over next weekend.
Question. What is Tom's news? Number 9. Excuse me, has the library closed yet? I think I left my reading glasses on one of the tables when I left.
I didn't see anything on the tables. I just locked the doors now, but I can go in and check for you to make sure.
I'd really appreciate that. I need my glasses to study tonight.
Okay, wait here. I'll go and check.
Question. What will the man do next? Number 10. I heard you're going to Chicago this weekend, Isaac. That could take 3 hours from here. How are you getting there?
I'm planning to drive. Why?
Well, the traffic is usually bad on weekends, so you might want to take the train.
Don't worry. I'm leaving really early in the morning, so it should be okay.
Question. What does the woman advise Isaac to do? Number 11.
Hey, Jane. I'm glad you could make it to my party. Wow. How can you wear those shoes?
What do you mean, Austin?
Well, the heels are so high, and they look uncomfortable. How do you manage to walk in them?
Oh, it's easy. It just takes some practice. Question. Why is Austin surprised? Number 12. Good morning, sir. Do you have any plans for today?
I'm going to relax by the hotel pool this morning and then do some sightseeing in the afternoon.
We have bicycles for rent here at the hotel. Many guests find that cycling is the best way to see the town.
Great idea. I'll do that. That way I can get some exercise too.
Question. What will the man do this afternoon? Number 13. I couldn't sleep last night, Dylan. I've been really worried lately.
Why, Jill? Are you having problems with your boyfriend again?
No. I was thinking about all the tests we have next week. I haven't started studying for them, so I'm worried that I won't pass.
I haven't started yet either. Let's go to the library together this weekend.
Question. Why couldn't Jill sleep last night? Number 14.
Hello?
Hi, Barry. I missed the train. I'm going to be half an hour late.
But, Donna, the movie starts in 10 minutes. I guess we won't be able to see it then.
I'm really sorry. How about going to an Italian restaurant for dinner instead?
Okay.
Question. What will Barry and Donna probably do tonight? Number 15.
Hello, I'm here to visit John Fisher. He's a patient here.
Do you know which room Mr. Fisher is in?
I'm not sure. He had an operation on his knee this morning.
Let me check. Here it is. He's in room 302 on the third floor. Question. Where is this conversation taking place?
続いて、第2部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題は、ナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Every now and then, Sharon eats at a French restaurant near her office. When she went to the restaurant for lunch yesterday, she found that its name had changed. She went inside and saw that the menu had changed too. The waiter told her that the restaurant had a new owner and a new chef. Sharon was pleased because the food tasted better than before. Question: Why was Sharon pleased? Number 17.
Yuka and her family never went on trips because her parents were always too busy. So she was surprised when her father announced that they were going to Hawaii in the summer. Yuka was excited about going, but she was also worried because she didn't want to miss her piano lessons. However, her piano teacher told her he would give her extra lessons after she came back, so Yuka stopped worrying.
Question: Why was Yuka worried about going on the trip? Number 18. Peter's sister takes classes at a ballet school every week. Last Saturday, the school held a performance, and Peter went with his family to watch his sister dance. Peter had never been interested in ballet before, but he really enjoyed the performance. In fact, he's now thinking about taking ballet lessons himself. Question: What did Peter do last Saturday? Number 19.
People have used honey as a medicine for thousands of years. Even up until the middle of the 20th century, honey was commonly used by doctors to treat wounds. Modern scientists are still researching the medical benefits of honey. One type of honey, called Manuka honey, is known to be especially effective at fighting bacteria in wounds.
Question: What do we learn about Manuka honey? Number 20. Both of Sarah's parents have jobs, so she is often home alone after school. One day, Sarah got home from school and found a puppy sitting in the living room. Her parents came into the room and shouted, "Surprise!" They told her that the puppy was a present from them. Sarah was very happy that she had a new friend to play with. Question: Why was Sarah happy? Number 21.
Welcome to the Atlanta Telephone Museum. During the tour of the museum, you'll see some interesting exhibits that show how telecommunications have changed our lives in the United States. At our first exhibit, you'll learn how telephones helped people living in the countryside at the beginning of the 20th century. Farmers depended on telephones not only to keep in contact with neighbors, but also to order farming equipment.
Question: What is one thing that people learn on the tour? Number 22. There are about 6,800 languages spoken throughout the world. But about half of these languages only have a few speakers and are in danger of disappearing in the near future. Often, languages disappear because parents do not teach their children their native language. Unfortunately, once a language is no longer spoken, it is nearly impossible to bring it back into use. Question: According to the speaker, why are many languages in danger of disappearing? Number 23.
Helen came to Japan to learn Japanese. At first, she worked as an English teacher at a language school in Osaka. She practiced her Japanese by talking to the Japanese staff there. Recently, Helen applied for a job at a marketing company that needed people who could speak both English and Japanese. She passed the company's Japanese test, so she was offered the job. She was very happy.
Question. Why was Helen happy? Number 24. Thank you for shopping at Thompson's. Our tulips are on sale today at $7 a dozen, and all vegetable seeds are also on sale. In aisle 9, we are offering special discounts on gloves and work boots. In the garden tools section, all shovels are half price. Be sure to take advantage of all these great bargains. Question. Where is this announcement being made? Number 25.
In 2002, a Swedish car manufacturer asked 9 women to design a car especially for female drivers. The car was shown at the 2004 Geneva Auto Show. It was sporty, easy to maintain, and convenient to use. One special feature was a device that would help the driver park the car easily. Although the car itself will not be sold, many of the ideas will be used in future cars.
Question. What does the speaker say about the car? Number 26. Naomi always went to school on a crowded train. It was tiring and uncomfortable. This year, however, Naomi joined the student government. The student government has meetings every Monday morning, so Naomi started going to school an hour earlier on Mondays. She was happy to find that the trains were less crowded then. Now, Naomi is always in a better mood when she gets to school on Monday mornings. Question. Why is Naomi happier now on Monday mornings? Number 27.
Joseph Pilates was born in Germany in 1880. When he was a boy, Joseph developed a method of exercising that he called the Pilates technique. The technique involved exercises designed to increase physical strength and improve concentration. The Pilates technique remains popular today among dancers, athletes, and fitness trainers.
Question. What do we learn about Joseph Pilates? Number 28. Tyler usually spends 2 hours at the gym every day. But recently, he read an article that said exercising too much could actually be unhealthy. It said that the muscles need to rest at least 1 day a week in order to prevent injury. Tyler doesn't want to hurt himself, so he has decided to relax every Sunday and Wednesday. Question. What did Tyler decide to do? Number 29.
Sally lives on campus in a university dormitory. The dormitory can be noisy in the evenings because the other students often have parties or play music until late at night. Sally is still glad that she moved into the dormitory because she has made many new friends there. However, when it gets too noisy for her in her room, she goes to the library to study.
Question. Why is Sally glad that she moved into the dormitory? Number 30. Attention students, this is the principal. Due to the heavy snow, school will be finishing at 12 o'clock today. The sidewalks are very slippery, so be careful on your way home. If school is canceled tomorrow morning because of continuing snow, there will be an announcement on the radio at about 6 a.m. Take care and enjoy the rest of the day. Question. What does the school principal say?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて、 答えの記入をやめてください。